This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early fall. When the day's length falls below 12 hours this week, then the sugar beet, pear, cabbage, and cauliflower harvests commence in the Great Lakes region. In Wisconsin and Massachusetts and New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington State, the cranberry harvest begins, the berries darkening in the cooler weather. As autumn leaf turn accelerates all along the 40th parallel, the deciduous trees are bare in northern Canada. In New England and in the Rocky Mountains, foliage colors are approaching their very best. Milkweed pods open in the roadsides when late hosta bloom comes to a close in town, and the great pink mallows die back in the wetlands. When most of the black walnuts have fallen and wood nettle seeds are black and brittle, then gardeners plant spring bulbs and transplant perennials. When the ash trees turn gold and red, then the season of killing frosts has arrived. When goldenrod flowers are tufted and gray, then daddy longlegs disappear from the undergrowth and bird migrations reach their peak. And in spite of all those motions towards winter, middle spring's sedum is growing stronger in the woods. Catchwheat revives. Waterleaf has fresh shoots. Snow on the mountain has recovered from its midsummer slump and can be as thick and as beautiful as it is in April. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early fall. In the meantime, watch the red and the gold spread across the tree line.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.